You're listening to SBS News.
Scientists are reacting to the sudden increase in new COVID-19 variants as it demonstrates a remarkable capacity to evade the protection provided by vaccination. The new Omicron variants BA4 and BA5, which appear to have milder symptoms than the Alpha and Delta, are still a source of concern for countries like the US, where infections are still rising. The BA5 now accounts for 65% of cases in the United States, and the BA4 accounts for another 16%. A medical professor from the University of East Anglia, Paul Hunter, claims that the BA5 is also the dominant strain of coronavirus worldwide.
It was first described in South Africa. Whether it came from South Africa or somewhere else in Africa is, I don't think we're sure. It appeared with another one called BA.4. So both of these variants have been spreading, and pretty much they've spread globally. And I think BA5 is now the dominant variant across certainly most, if not all, of European countries.
The variants have also recently increased hospital admissions and deaths in different states and localities in the US, prompting the authorities to reconsider their responses. The White House is also making more efforts to alert the general population. The Los Angeles County Health Director, Barbara Ferrer, warned earlier this month that if current hospital admission trends persist by the end of the month, mandatory masks might be put back in place. A professor of infectious disease epidemiology at the University of Edinburgh, Mark Woolhouse, says although symptoms of the new variants don't seem severe, it is essential to keep vigilant as they are highly infectious.
They're highly transmissible. This is their one of their defining characteristics. They're highly transmissible, and they're also able to evade the immune responses we already have, whether it's due to the vaccines or to our exposure to previous variants. So no, they are absolutely a concern around the whole world.
There has been a spike in COVID-19 cases globally in the past 5 weeks, even with reduced testing levels. The World Health Organization has advised that the Omicron variant BA5 is causing new waves of disease across Europe, saying repeated infections could potentially result in long COVID. The United Nations agency reported that 53 countries in its European Union recorded nearly 3 million new coronavirus infections last week, saying the virus is killing about 3,000 people every week. It advises adults over the age of 5 who have a compromised immune system to have a second dosage of the booster. It also suggests wearing masks indoors and on public transportation, as well as improving ventilation in enclosed spaces. Mr. Woolhouse says it is crucial for people in the UK to not think about COVID-19 as a winter season virus.
One thing for the UK I think we need to emphasise is that it's becoming very clear that COVID-19 is not just a winter disease. It's not just something that we have to worry about in the winter months. This is the second summer in a row where we've had a major wave of a new COVID variant in the UK in the summer.
Mr. Hunter claims increased hospital cases are a result of people not knowing they're infected.
And of those people testing positive, many of them, of the majority of them, would not actually know they'd had COVID. They wouldn't. They wouldn't have gone for a test. They might not have even been symptomatic. And so at the moment, we are probably only picking up about 1 in 20 infections, whereas most of the epidemic we've picked up between 1 in 2 and 1 in 3 infections.
He asserts that recent COVID figures indicate that the surge driven by the BA5 variant is peaking.
The highest number was about 2,000 new infections in hospital. And that compares to the peak, last year of about 35 to 40,000 infections, admissions in a single day. But the interesting thing that's happened recently is that whereas a year ago, pretty much every person who was admitted to hospital who were positive for COVID were admitted because of COVID. Now, when you look at the proportion of people in hospital that are positive for COVID, that are there because they've got COVID, it's only about a third.
Mr. Woolhouse states that the current data cannot be compared with COVID-19 at its height.
This is far, far lower than it has been in the past. And that the peaks in early 2020 and early 2021 were far, far higher. So the numbers are relatively low. But of course, they are having knock-on effects for the management of patients in hospital. And as we're probably all aware, there's an awful lot of cases in the community at the moment, and that is affecting hospital staff no less than it is anywhere else.
The World Health Organization has discovered another subvariant of Omicron called the BA2.75, which was spotted in India earlier this year. The two scientists, Mr. Woolhouse and Mr. Hunter, believe it is too soon to pass judgment on the new variety. Mr. Woolhouse says more time should be allowed to assess it.
We haven't known about this variant for that long. It's come to our attention because it's increasing in numbers, and it's been flagged as a variant of interest rather than necessarily a variant of concern right at this point. But obviously, if it increases in frequency further, and we find that it is associated with people going to hospital and perhaps dying, then that will be revised. All of these things do take a little bit of a time to establish.
He added that people must exercise caution since the variation may be spreading. In agreement with Mr. Woolhouse, Mr. Hunter adds that it doesn't seem to differ significantly from the other variations.
Lineage is BA.2.75. And it doesn't as yet appear to be any more lethal than any of the previous waves, and it seems, touch wood, to be following the pattern that we've seen this year, that each subsequent wave actually is less lethal and less harmful than the previous wave. And I hope that continues, although there is no absolute guarantee that that would be the case.
The WHO Director for Europe, Dr. Hans-Henry P. Kluger, has urged health authorities to take urgent actions by adopting policies to lessen the expected social disruptions, such as health workers' absences, overburdened health systems, suffering businesses, and travel chaos. Omo Bello, SBS News.